three soldiers as peacekeepers. Another inconsequential, regurgitated monologue written by Garrett Phelan for At What Point Will Common Sense Prevail? A new work by Garrett Phelan. People, Michael, Derek, Sean, Tomo, Ryan. Start. Michael, does a young person, when they join the army forces at 18, understand that monologue of defending their country? Do they understand what a peacemaker is? Derek, of course military exists as a defense force. Surprisingly, the military isn't all about killing. In a young soldier's training, they learn fieldcraft, musketry, map reading, discipline, tactics, doctrine, theory of small arms, platoon weapons, communications, counterinsurgency, urban and rural, etc. The young soldier will become part of a close network of vigilante family. The military peacekeepers really are peacekeepers. In an operational war, the military employ the principle of minimum force that will save lives wherever possible. These youngsters are humans, not animals, and the military doesn't want animals, and so they tend to be averse to actual combat, which is where great training comes into play. Terry does not use the cannon fodder and will try to ensure they operate in a safe environment, although one can never negate the risks. Well done to any young man who wants to become a soldier. Three hints remain. Keep your head down. Don't volunteer. Or wear two pairs of socks. A thin, civvy pair underneath the military issue ones. That way, you never have problems with blisters, no matter how new your boots are. I'm only kidding about the volunteering. Do as many courses, including leadership courses, as you can. A strong army is a peaceful army. Young soldiers grow tremendously in confidence and personal pride at the result of training. Michael. Right, that's an excellent point and a great sell to join up. Most of the training that you've mentioned leads to one thing, though. Many of the creed training prospects of the soldier is offered can also be found at other colleges where you don't have to become involved in the military or exist between most disciplined routine or be trained in the use of weapons. Do you think that young people join the army because it acts as a surrogate parent? Do you think using recruits want to use weapons when they join and that is a genuine focus for them? Derek, weapons training isn't evil. Most of the drills are safety and maintenance drills. If someone is going to use a weapon, it's best to have the proper training so that one knows how to use it properly. In this day and age, the disciplined routine is the first taste of discipline most young soldiers experience, and it only takes a few weeks before they're fully into their routine of the thing. It's not a laborious or odious thing. It just makes sure that everyone knows what's expected of them and they know what to expect from everyone else. In fact, no soldiers become quite proud of the discipline that they pick up. People join the military for all sorts of reasons. Unhappy home life. They need a job. Want to impress a girlfriend, boyfriend, family traditions, want a military career. The ones who do it solely because they want to use weapons and see combat as in probably at some stage apply to join the special forces. Parachute regiment, SAS, and you would include Marines in there. Most young soldiers stay on for a bit because the regiment becomes a family and it's the only family they've known. You'd be surprised how many people have a crap family life, home lives. It is a very different family, an adventurous one. The emotional bonds are very, very strong. For some young kids, the regiment sergeant leader is the only dad they've ever known, and every soldier is their brother. The best friends one can ever make are those with ones who've shared danger, blood, sweat, tears, literally, including the danger of military training. Live fire exercises. Michael. The problem with being a soldier, I think, if there is one, is that a soldier has a set of moral principles. He or she cannot integrate themselves into their role. A soldier must follow orders, whether they like it or not. A soldier must also follow the politics of the ruling government. So if you don't agree with fighting in a war, you have very little choice. So if you are a soldier, do you consider these things when joining? How you rationalize them? By the way, I do not view this point that weapons training is evil, but it is not a holy act either. Derek. It's true that army cannot operate under consensus. The people are giving the orders are in the military too. They've also done the courses. They know what it is like. They know what's possible and what isn't possible. The orders issued are not unreasonable for unsafe ones. It's also true that soldiers are trained to follow orders, and following orders comes as naturally as eating or going to the toilet. A soldier's job is not to agonize over critical decisions that's been delegated to the politicians. I'm not sure what the point is that you're trying to make. Michael. My point is, in most curious situations, you have choice within the environment to some degree. In the military, you do what you're told. Ultimately, the government tell the military what to do. So many haven't done the courses. So the military is being run by the sitting government right now. So the soldiers follow that policy regardless. Derek. Kind of, but not really. The government sets objectives for the military, but it's up to the military to decide how to meet those objectives. Soldiers don't need to re-up on the policies of the day. They simply get orders from the top. Orders that have been worked out by the top brass to meet the government's objectives. Soldiers do, in fact, have a lot of latitude. You are no doubt aware that common soldiers have the right to disobey illegal orders. For example, if an officer orders them to shoot prisoners, they have a right and duty to disobey that order. Sean, I think that Derek has answered your question arbitrarily, and there is not really much more that I can add. But in answer to some of the other points raised, you ask, do young people join the military because it acts as a surrogate parent? The answer to that is no, they don't. But they are pleasantly surprised that during their initial training, had they molded together and in fact become one family. During the initial training, you will obviously find that some recruits who may find it hard going will be encouraged by their friends without being told to do so. When this happens, you know that the training is going right and you have the right caliber of men. In answer to your second point, I would say that weapons training is not hard on the agenda for new recruits. In fact, it's not really something that they're keen to do. But they know that it's something that they're going to have to do eventually. Many people are under the misconception that soldiers are gung-ho, and that is far from the truth. Soldiers consider themselves as peacekeepers, none more so than those who are deployed under the auspices of the UN. The very idea of people saying that thugs should be taken off the streets and put into the military would be a very bad idea. The only reason that the military is as good as it is because they're all volunteers and they joined because they wanted to. I'm not sure what your point is. All the information that you asked can be got from any recruiting office. Michael, I suppose I have become interested in soldiering recently because I have read two Collins books. I have recently finished Siegfried Sassoon's book also, and Poems on Soldiering, and his experiences of the First World War, and have been reading the poems of the great British war poets. I have looked at an awful lot of documentaries over the past 3 years. I visited many war museums, but there has never been a good explanation of why a woman with intelligence, wants to in the military. I am interested in that psychology. These writers, filmmakers, survivors, describe horrific scenarios for soldiers. These books exist as staunch anti-war literature and are for men who have had first-hand experiences of being trapped in a violent political situation from which they cannot escape. Much like soldiers who are around in the world today, who wish they weren't there, who didn't know enough about the true direction of their role. I get vivid images every night of soldiers dying, and inevitably, I am driven to ask the question here, why does someone want to sign up to that? Why do they want to risk their health and safety to end up in Iraq with crap equipment? Tomo. The hardest part of soldiering in today's current global environment is, most certainly, peacekeeping, which is normally soldiering without the protection of weapons. Many soldiers have been part of I-4 and UN peacekeeping missions, which is a definite reverse from how the soldier has been viewed traditionally. Certain skills are required to be a peacekeeper, which are not the same as when a soldier is fighting against an enemy combatant. Michael. Soldiering has never been about peacekeeping, has it? Peacekeeping is more about the control, keeping, or taking control. It, in its simplest terms, is defending or attack. Real peacekeeping is about conversation, but a soldier cannot do that because they wear uniform. And in a lot of situations, uniform can be interpreted as a weapon, however well-meaning. What does a young idealist recruit sign up to be as a fighting soldier for? Colonel Tim Collins and General Romeo Dallaire come to mind of two soldiers, peacekeepers, who were completely shafted by their own military hierarchy and international political hierarchy. One, why someone wants to be one. Two, why the term is changed to peacekeepers. Ryan. Most people have a strong desire to do something. To say that young people join the forces for the wrong reasons is undermining their intelligence. Michael. Do you honestly believe an 18-year-old recruit has a developed set of moral principles based on their living experience to date and understand the choice they are making when they have a weapon coming towards them? I don't think so. So why do they join up? I don't believe they understand the meaning of the word patriotic. Way too young. The only reason we meet the young ones is that they are the fittest. They most certainly are the most intelligent. That is why they are trained ones, because the younger ones are easiest to program. You can't program an old one like me. I just don't like hearing horror stories of soldiers stuck in the mud somewhere because a bunch of Muppets West and Middle East couldn't come to a sensible agreement. End.